Work harder, people. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Unemployed Americans who are hoping to keep getting their checks are just about out of luck. The U.S. Senate came up one vote short. Democrat Dick Durbin let him have it.
Very basic and simple decision by the Republicans not to reward those they think are lazy.
But one prominent Wall Streeter has argued that cutting off benefits might do the unemployed some good.
The world and this country should not talk about envy of the 1%. It should talk about emulating the 1%.
This is Sam Zell, a billionaire investor who told Bloomberg TV that the secret is simple.
The 1% work harder.
You must work harder and don't make excuses.
The stories are rampant of people who started with a candy store and took it from there.
Of course, how do you define working hard? The average executive makes something like 250 times what the average worker makes. Even if your average employee works only an hour a week and spends the rest of his time high on weed, how is it possible for an executive to work 250 times harder? But no more excuses. Let's take Sam's challenge. Starting now, all of us are going to work 250 times as hard, starting candy stores if we have to, so that in 5 years, so many of us become members of the top 1%, they'll have to rename it. In fact, if every NFL team resolved today to work as hard as the Seahawks did in 5 years, why shouldn't every team win the Super Bowl? That felt good. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.